Unit 18, Exercise 48.
Hi there. Well, what can I say? So, can you sing, dance, act, play an instrument or two? Is that enough? First, I must say that I was quite lucky to have got where I am, but then when I think about it, I really worked hard. I mean, before I ever even thought about appearing on TV, I could just never stop singing and dancing as a young child, and I was able to play the piano well by the time I was about 11. You see, you've got to be good at what you do, otherwise no one will listen. There is a lot of talent out there, and you have to impress with yours. Get yourself noticed. I really wanted to play the guitar as a kid, and I dreamt that I could take a guitar down to the beach with friends and sit around a campfire playing old folk songs. Get the picture? Well, I couldn't, because there weren't any places available in guitar class. And we had an old piano at home, so I chose the classical piano class. I had to practice for hours and hours, and then I was able to start composing my own music. I remember when I nearly gave up, as it was so anti-social plonking away at Beethoven and Chopin while my friends were having fun at the hip-hop classes. Looking back, though, I am glad I stuck at it and that I'm now able to compose my own music, and I think that piano was probably a wise choice as I really need it for my songwriting. The best piece of advice I can give would be to stick at whatever you have chosen to do. Sure, there are times when you get a bit fed up and want to do other things, and so you should. But then go back and pick up that guitar and start again. Only lots and lots of hard work will get you there. My music teacher would cite a quotation she knew that says, "You need 10,000 hours of practice to become an expert in any field." And to quote one of the greatest musicians ever, Freddie Mercury, "You can be anything you want to be. Just turn yourself into anything you think that you could ever be."